Equality Florida estimates 60% of Floridians are covered by local human rights ordinances, but there is no statewide law that will protect someone from getting fired if they are gay or transgender. Republican Senator Joe Gruters is concerned by the slow progress. He's drafted a bill called the Florida Inclusive Workforce Act and says the issue should be bipartisan.
You know, I think most people under 50 understand where we're at and are comfortable. And I think that we just have to continue to reach out and move the ball forward.
But Gruters' bill focuses only on workplace protections. Efforts to bring more expansive protections have failed in recent years. The Competitive Workforce Act provides blanket protections for sexual orientation and gender identity and has been backed by more than 450 Florida businesses. It was last heard before a Senate Judiciary Committee in 2016. But lawmakers like St. Petersburg Republican Jeff Brandes struggled at the time with part of the measure that bars discrimination in certain types of public facilities.
Well, someone with male parts, would they be able to undress under your bill in a female locker room in a gym as a public accommodation?
The bill was struck down and hasn't been taken up for the past 3 years. Shannon Minter is the legal director for the National Center for Lesbian Rights. He says although progress has been slow, Gruters' plan to add protection for only the workplace could set a bad precedent.
Adding the protections only to employment would carve up the statute in a way that's never happened before and would send, in a really unprecedented way, a very negative message about protections for housing and public accommodation.
Minter points to another version of the plan that would include housing and public accommodations. The 2019 version of the Competitive Workforce Act is sponsored by Democratic Senator Daryl Roussan and Democratic Representative Jennifer Webb, the first openly gay woman in the state legislature. This expanded proposal has more than 40 co-sponsors from both sides of the political aisle. Here's Republican Representative Jackie Toledo.
This isn't just the right thing to do. It's the smart thing to do economically.
But Gruters argues sometimes baby steps are needed for progress to start.
You know, you're not always going to be able to get the whole cake, but sometimes you get a slice of cake, and you could make some progress and show people the sky's not going to fall. People aren't going to be disenfranchised.
Meanwhile, Gruters points to the economic benefit of adding workplace protections, noting Fortune 500 companies look at places that have rules in place. John Harris Maurer of Equality Florida agrees protections will benefit Florida's economy, but he says the workers these companies attract still need more than just employment protection.
But also that they'll be able to secure housing if they want to move to Florida and bring their family here.
The challenge for both bills is getting a hearing from the House and Senate. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Robbie Gaffney.